Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hello.
Gina. Happy Friday, mm-hmm. Anne.
Happy Friday. We have beautiful weather.
Thank God.
I'm finally very happy. Finally for the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's been nice during the week and then shitty on the weekends. Now it's going to be nice this weekend. I'm very happy.
For once.
So we're playing cards here tonight. Deanna's very into playing outside, but is that okay with you? And we could put in the fire pit?
I'll just dress accordingly.
Okay. Because I know he wants to, but it's also going to get a little cooler later.
Yeah.
But if we have the fire on and wear our jackets.
I'll bring my parka. My scarf.
As we've done before. I wanted to mention, did you see that Peacock has this vault playing old Bravo shows?
Yeah, I saw the people that got the media box or whatever with chocolate.
Oh,
it was
you
all
did?
These different chocolates.
Oh, all these influencers
yeah.
did?
Yeah, yeah. Not us.
They have The Real Housewives of D.C. that season.
That was
playing.
A good one.
It's a good one.
You're going to watch.
I'm tempted to watch it again.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We had Mary on our show a while back. I'm sure she's loving it.
That one is worth watching. That was a really good one. What's her face ruined it for everybody.
The blonde. Her and her husband.
The White House crasher.
Yeah. And do you remember the scene? I saw somebody put it out that she said she was a professional cheerleader.
Yeah, I
for,
remember.
Like, I can't
Dallas
remember.
Cowboys?
No, it wasn't a Cowboys. It was another one. But she went and she did like they were bringing them all back, all the old cheerleaders back. And she pretended like she knew the routines. People were teaching her and she was like, oh, I forgot. And it came out later that she was literally like a reserve and she only did it for half season.
So she was benched the whole time?
She was benched. Maybe reserve is the wrong word, but I like to use that.
Reserve.
Reserve cheerleader. Okay. Me, that's the wrong terminology. But she only did it for like a half a season.
Of course.
She was
Salahi?
Salahi.
What was her first name? I don't remember.
Remember she married the guy from the band? Like after her first
husband.
I
think they're still married.
I think they're still married.
Like Styx or REO Speedwagon or something.
Sorry, we didn't do any research.
And they were faking their wealth the whole time. Remember,
oh, yeah.
They went to some
they snuck
winery
in the...
or something and they said it was theirs and it wasn't.
Michaela.
Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela Salahi. She is now married to Neil Sean.
Oh, he was big from what?
Neil Sean is from Journey.
Oh,
fuck.
Journey.
Oh, he was also a member of Santana.
Really?
He was also a member of Bad English. Fuck. It's been lots of members.
He was a reserve.
Two reserves together. God. You said you had a problem with your Hulu, so you didn't catch up on Grand Cayman.
No, I tried last night, but I did finish Unlocked.
Oh,
finally.
Okay. Thoughts? Okay. First of all, Grand Cayman came out with, I think, two more episodes.
Oh, two more.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
Now I have to.
It's little bits juicy for sure.
Okay. I've got to log back into my brother's Hulu account.
Got to get that password correct. So, what'd you think of Unlocked?
I liked it. At the end, I was like, wow, this is kind of touching. It really did some good for a lot of the inmates.
Do you think they kept it that way? Do you think it's not?
Well, they said they did.
Did it say, what was the most recent update? Was it this year?
I think so.
Oh. It seemed like most of the people were out now, living their lives.
Well, one was in a rehab facility, mm-hmm. like a halfway house. That guy that had issues with drugs since he was a child.
Lots of issues with drugs.
Lots of issues. The one guy, I can't remember his name now, that had the son that came to visit him in prison.
Right.
He's out. He was a gang member and he was trying to do good. And then some are life plus 15.
Yeah.
I mean.
Some there's no updates on.
Some there's no updates.
Did you see where I posted? I forgot about this. One of the guys in there looked like Dr. Damon, Heavenly's husband.
Which one?
He spoke like him. I did a posting of it because his voice was the exact same way. I don't know. His hair was braided
and he
was older.
The guy with the big, thick beard?
Maybe.
The little blue bands in his little braids?
I think so. He was real calm and cool and then at one point he snapped.
Yeah, yeah. That guy.
Yeah. His voice sounds just like Dr. Damon. And he kind of looked like him too. They had no update on him.
No.
I realized that.
Yeah, he was an elder. It was
He was on the bench.
Yeah, he was on the bench. I was trying to explain to Troy what it was all about because, you know, I was watching it tonight to finish it. And
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was good. Not all of it was a happy ending, but it was good.
Not everything in prison can be happy. Did you listen to Bethany's divorce podcast?
No, because I heard that they're like 20 minute.
Yeah, they are.
Episodes. So fill me in. Did you listen?
Well, I think she doesn't. I don't think she records them 20 minutes at a time. I think she did one long recording and just cut it. Yeah. Spaced it out. It's a little like manic.
Well, she's manic.
And she's speaking about this part of her life that was so chaotic and it went on for 10 years. And I believe everything she says. And she does take some accountability, but she's portraying him as a monster.
Which, is that a smart thing to do when you've got a daughter together?
And the weird part is she just says, my ex. She doesn't say his name. So it's like, oh, we all know who it fucking is. Just say Jason.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like from day one. First, she said she wasn't even really that attracted to him. But she just felt like she needed a good guy in her life. And he was a normal guy. Then she found out that he actually dated a reality star before her. And she wouldn't say the name. And she said, and to take you back those years ago, there weren't a lot of reality TV shows on air. So I'm wondering who it could be. I have no idea. But she found that out later and she thought, I thought that was a little strange. All these little things that now she's thinking back, like those were red flags. And then she gets into the legal part of it with her business and everything. And that does sound real shady. There's only been two parts.
Well, didn't he quit his job to like be her manager?
Well, his job was also sus.
Wasn't he like a pharmaceutical sales?
Yeah, but she said it wasn't like he was doing that well. It wasn't like he had all this money. I thought he came in with a good amount of money.
I thought so too.
Mm-mm. And he married her right before she sold Skinny Girl. So
I don't know. With her, it's hard to know what to believe. Because right. I also heard that she was making comments about how she never wanted to have a child. It's like, how do you say that when you have a child?
Yeah, she said she didn't want to have one then.
Mm.
But she got pregnant real quick. See, a lot of it is like, I didn't mean to. I didn't want to. It's really a lot of, I felt pressure to do this. And it's like,
can
girl,
Bethany
come
feel
on.
Pressured to do anything? Because she's a very independent person. I find it hard to believe that she would be persuaded to do anything that she didn't want to do.
Yeah, she acted like, it was almost like she was hypnotized. She didn't say that, but that's the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. Like he really was like,
so when she's done talking
her to do all
about her
shit.
Divorce, what's next? What is she going
to
talk about?
The
next?
Divorce went on for 10 years, so there's a lot of stuff. When I went to go find the podcast, it's named a whole different thing. She has all these different names of podcasts. She just starts a new name.
Crazy. this Gary and Teresa thing. Did you hear about the main reason why they got divorced?
Gary and Teresa.
Yeah.
Who's Gary and Teresa?
Gary.
The
Bachelor.
God.
You know.
Is it Jerry? Wait, now I forget. Is it Jerry or Gary? It's Jerry.
It's Gary. Gary, but it's spelled Jerry.
Okay, that's the confusion.
Did I say Jerry?
No, I don't know. I'm wrong, but I wasn't thinking Bachelor. Okay. I saw some stuff. He was saying like, I wanted to travel the world. I'm fully retired and I wanted somebody to do that with. And she still works. Well, you knew that when you fucking married her.
Yeah, that's what I heard too, is that the biggest issue was he was ready to ease into his retirement, enjoy his life, and she wouldn't give up her day job.
Also, he wanted to enjoy retirement life with her, who makes good money, because we know he doesn't have shit.
On her dime.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm not paying for you to travel the world. I'm working.
Yeah. He's 72. She's 70.
Okay.
But I mean, I kind of get it. Like at 72.
Yeah. Why is she still
working? Do you
want
to be just at home while your wife's working? You want to go enjoy the rest of your life.
Oh, sure. I don't think that's the only reason. But that could have been talked out way before they got married.
Absolutely.
The whole 4 days they were together before they got married.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't have that conversation.
What a mistake.
Maybe. See, here's the other thing. I know she still works. She can take some time off. So this doesn't fly with me. They didn't want to leave their respective homes because they both said they live close to family. It was never going to fucking work. And it's annoying that they wasted our fucking time.
People are pissed.
I know.
People are really pissed.
What's funny is we didn't like it from the beginning. Now people are like, yeah, what's the matter with them? I'm like, fuck you guys. We hated them from day one. We thought this whole thing was bullshit.
Exactly.
Do you think they're going to wait to do the Golden Bachelorette? The goddess?
Goddess? Know, I don't know. I don't know. I think they pressured him into getting married.
They did. Yeah, I don't know why they had to do it so fast, but they got a pretty good paycheck probably from the wedding.
Of course, it was televised, yeah.
Live.
I know.
Crazy.
Too soon. This whole Anne-Marie ex post we found out was, it was a parody account. It wasn't actually Crystal Minkoff.
Right, but Anne-Marie's was her real post.
Anne-Marie's was her real post.
Yeah.
And Crystal's was not.
Was not real.
Yeah.
But Anne-Marie clapped back real mean to the fake Crystal. And Crystal hasn't even addressed it because why should she?
Why should she? She shouldn't.
Anne-Marie, you look like the biggest fucking idiot. What about all the gossip of Andy being, you know, pushed out of Bravo and they're going to pay him off and then it comes out it's all a lie.
Everybody ran with that, including us.
Because it was in U.S.
It was in In Touch Weekly.
In Touch
and
Weekly.
Then it was everywhere. Daily Mail, all over the place. I kind of believe there's some truth to that. Usually for something to go that widespread, there's always a little bit of truth. So maybe Andy is thinking about retiring, and
he doesn't need Bravo anymore. I think Watch What Happens Live is a lot of work, and somebody said the ratings are pretty bad.
I mean, it's a 30-minute show. I don't think they were ever like through the roof. Sometimes he has good guests on, and sometimes I'm like, well, who's that?
Yeah, I don't watch it all the time.
Right.
That's the only thing he's really doing and the reunions.
Well, he does a serious radio show.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with Bravo.
Right, right, right.
So
he can disconnect from Bravo.
He can disconnect from Bravo and still have a huge career. His kids are, you know, growing up. Maybe he wants to spend more time with them.
Well, he's got that big, huge apartment that he
probably
just
doesn't want to spend.
I know.
But I'm sickened to think that like a Jerry O'Connell or something will try to pop himself into that seat at the reunion.
People are throwing out names. Heather McDonald threw out her name. That's never going to happen. No. But they're throwing out Danny Pellegrino. And
don't hate that.
Don't hate it. But everybody's saying it has to be either a gay man or a female. Which
well,
I don't.
That or opposed to what? A
well,
straight
as
man?
Opposed to Jerry O'Connell.
No. No. We cannot have. No. But what female? I can't even picture. Well,
I mean, we don't need Watch What Happens Live. That can just go away.
That can go away. It's the reunions I'm thinking about.
Oh, the reunion. Well, they can mix it up depending on
the franchise.
Location. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't need to have the same person.
No. I think it does lose a lot, losing Andy, though.
Well, he's the face of Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. I don't think anything will happen soon. And then breaking news, Larsa and Marcus were seen at a beach in Miami together.
They're such...
They're children. They are
so
adolescents.
People are saying that, she had to do that because Alexi was getting so much press about her breakup that, you know...
She had to drop something.
She had to do something.
Probably.
Are they just a fake couple? I don't get it.
I think they're both... Larsa, for sure, is... a publicity whore.
People are saying he is too. I didn't realize that.
Oh, he probably is.
Did you see the Real Housewives OC? They wrapped filming, and Tamara had a video of them getting together for dinner, and it was Alexia and, you know, John, her fiance. I don't know if they're engaged.
Oh, Alexis Bellino?
Oh, sorry, Alexis.
Yeah.
And Heather Dubrow and Joe from season one.
Yeah, Joe. That's
is
weird.
Joe filming with them, or is she just final dinner? I don't know.
Huh.
I just think it's crazy that Alexis Bellino is back in, and Tamara, who coined the phrase Jesus jugs, and her are like BFFs now.
And she hated John Jansen. She kept telling Shannon how horrible John Jansen was
in this
for
video,
her.
John Jansen was hugging Eddie.
Go figure. Figure.
This is going to be an interesting season. I'm actually really looking forward to the OC this season. I really don't look forward to the OC any season.
I am too, just for that reason.
Yeah.
And then our friend Jacques, who writes for the Daily Mail, wrote an article about Real Housewives of New York newbie Rebecca Minkoff and her ties to Danny Masterson, that she donated millions of dollars to the Church of Scientology. I mean, all this stuff. crazy.
It's not confirmed she's going to be a housewife. Is she already filming with them? Well, they can cut her out anytime. Shoot, they cut out that other one that was first season. They filmed a whole season with her and they just cut her out.
I find it interesting with all the backstory that they'd bring someone like that on.
Well, it could be
controversial.
It could be a great catch to bring her on if she's so open about Scientology because it's so interesting. But there's just too many negatives. Danny Way Masterson?
Yeah. Mm. Crazy. All right. Should we talk about Vanderpump Rules?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you tired?
Good as gold.
Of
this stupid video shoot for Good as Gold at Kyle Chan's jewelry store. Please.
Kyle Chan just worms his way right in there.
Does he do well with jewelry? Like, is he a name?
Oh, I think so. Mm. I think so. Well, they've all gotten jewelry from him.
I guess. I don't know. I just know he's their friend.
Yeah.
Kyle Chan. So this is the episode where Rachel's appearance on Bethany's podcast comes out and they're all listening.
They don't say it's Bethany's podcast. They just say a podcast.
Oh, they don't?
No, they do not. You think Bravo's going to let her
advertise her podcast? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of great.
They all just kind of say, have you heard the podcast? Have you heard the podcast? Rachel on that podcast.
Well, also, she's doing shit now. New on her podcast and posting all the shit watching Vanderpump. She needs to stop because now she's like, oh, that's all they do is talk about me. Yeah, this was from last year. This is all part of it.
Yeah, it's the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cracking me up because Sandoval is so upset that Rachel went on this podcast because of all the hard work that he's done on himself. And for what?
Yeah, I stopped drinking for her.
And he accuses Rachel of being the selfish one. Everything that he's done to improve himself, and she's the selfish one.
Yeah, because she dumped his ass. But she didn't tell him. That's the funniest, is he was still supposedly hoping that she was going to contact him again. And yeah, there's no closure there at all.
No, she just walked. Good for her.
I know.
She just walked away and slammed the door.
Yep.
And then we find out Tom Tom's going to be serving brunch, which it's not going to be the same as Sir, but it is an opportunity for them to make more money. I don't know if that's a place I'd go for brunch. Mm. It's more of a bar.
Yeah. Even the layout of it is more bar-like
instead
of brunchy. Then Lala has her sperm party at Lisa's because, you know, Tom and Ariana's place is a dump.
It's a shithole.
That was so awkward when
Sheena
and Brock went in there and they're like, let's help you clean.
That would be me. Can we just clean this up a little bit? Can we just start organizing?
But Sheena admitted that their house was never really that clean.
Well, I mean, obviously, but it would make me sick to know that I had this beautiful house with all this expensive furniture and didn't take care of any of it.
She explained it that there's so many boxes because when she gets something, she knows she's going to leave. So she just doesn't want to unwrap it. That's a lie. I mean, just open what are you ordering? Well, stop ordering shit.
She knows she's going to leave when?
When? She just left.
Yeah.
It took a year. Have those boxes, has everything been in there like that for a year?
I mean, I think it's just, and then Anne left, his assistant. So nobody's picking up and cleaning stuff.
If I were Tom and all those boxes were there for Ariana, I'd put them fucking up in her room. That's what I would do. I wouldn't let them sit in my living area.
No.
I'd move them.
I would too. You want him, keep him in your room.
Yeah. Same with his shit.
So what did you think about Lala's sperm donor party?
Well, so I thought she didn't care about these people. Now she has these bios on these men.
So everybody's voting.
I mean, it was semi-entertaining.
It was filler to me.
That's what it is.
You know?
If they're giving Lala airtime is what it is.
Pin the sperm on the uterus they were doing?
I thought it was okay, because I just don't want to hear everything about Rachel and Tom again.
Right.
So
right.
I actually thought that was okay.
And then Sheena wrote this song about Rachel and Tom called Apples. What the hell did apples have to do with anything?
You heard that song when it came out, right? It was a big hit, Gina.
Where?
I don't know, in the Bravo land. But I mean, Tom's right. Sheena's making money off of them. She doesn't give a shit.
Well, they're all making money way, shape, or form.
What do you think Tom's idea of Tom Schwartz moving in with him How do you like that?
Well, first of all, he was $6,000 a month. Can you believe?
No, I mean, that would be his part, right?
That would have probably half the mortgage.
Yes, $12,000 a month mortgage. That means they put nothing down.
Well, how much was that house? 1.2?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a lot of money. They really didn't put much down.
No.
Wow. I can't imagine.
I mean, $12,000 a month mortgage.
Well, apparently they could afford it.
They could.
Yeah.
Till they couldn't.
But thank God Tom was like, no, I don't think so. But then Tom Sandoval was saying, well, you pay $4,500 a month now
for that tiny little apartment
in L.A.? I mean, it's not downtown San Francisco.
No, but that makes sense.
$4,500 for maybe a two-bedroom.
Yeah, I think it's a two-bedroom. It is a two-bedroom.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's because, right, remember, Joe had her own room. In it. It's still very small.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is there anything else?
No, I mean, we see Tom practicing for his...
Oh, yeah, the Tom and James situation.
Yeah. I mean, poor... they did him dirty.
They did the song.
He cannot sing for shit.
Well, and then the lady singer looking at him like... Arr.
Yeah, it's... But he, bad. You know, he was standing there being filmed going, I am
so good.
I am killing
it. Well, and James was being nice at the beginning, kind of rocking out to it. And then when they started talking, James is like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, I'm not opening for you, you asshole.
But James is doing really well. He played that Neon Carnival at Coachella, mm-hmm. and he seems like he's gotten his act together.
Well, and that's kind of what Sandoval was saying to him. Like, you're going to be nothing. You know, you wish you opened for me or something. It's like, really, dude? Look who's at Coachella.
Yeah, I think James has surpassed Sandoval in the, what are they called?
The Most Extras.
The Most Extras.
It's such a great name.
It's terrible.
Tom, what is it? Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. Uh-huh. What? Like the lamest fucking name.
Yeah, the Most Extras.
The Most Extras. It's an insult. It's such an insult to the band.
Well, Tom the is extras. Extra. Tom is extra.
But it's just and the Most Extras.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's bad.
Whatever. Okay, The Valley.
Not
bad at all.
This was an episode.
Ooh.
So Brittany has a toddler. She enjoys partying. It seems like quite a bit.
I don't know. That's Jack saying that.
But it was also Janet saying, I'm a little concerned about Brittany
when she drinks.
Drinking.
Yeah, she's drinking a lot.
So maybe when she drinks, she just
drinks too much.
Goes crazy.
Yes, I can see where that could be a problem. What my biggest problem is Jack's telling her that that's not a good look
as a mother. Rich coming from him.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I just think it's hard. You know, I can't imagine having a toddler and getting wasted and being hungover and having to deal with that toddler.
Well, I just think it's weird as a parent. How old is she? Like 36, maybe 35?
Maybe. Yeah.
Something like that. That you're getting drunk
wasted.
To that level where you're puking.
Well, and she's the only one doing that too. So there's
that's
an issue.
Exactly
because,
right.
Because Jax is an asshole. They don't have sex. Her marriage, she's this episode at the end, it was kind of sad because she was talking about Michelle and Jesse's marriage. And she was like, but we would never do that. We're solid. We're best friends.
Right?
Right? Right? As she's hungover from drinking the night away.
I mean, he was brutal to her. It's like, let her have her moment, whatever. But I think she did, I don't know. I think it's a little weird that you have a child and out partying.
Well, I don't mind it if it's one night that she did this, but it sounds like it's happened.
Well, he said that it was like every time you go out, like she doesn't know when to stop.
That's
she likes
a problem.
Her tequila.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, take some morning recovery or something.
How did you feel about when they were at this Malibu rental house and Nia? So Nia planned this whole thing and then she gets a call from Danny that says, first of all, the heater's out and the kids are not doing well, whatever. I basically cannot father these children by myself. You've got to come
home.
I
would be pissed.
I would be very fucking pissed. I'd say, call somebody, not me. I have one night away.
Yeah.
With the girls, one fucking night. I get that it's difficult, twins and another child, but figure it out ahead of time. Don't call her to make her come home.
Unless she really wanted to go home.
I think she wanted to go home.
I don't think she was really feeling it.
No, she was dealing with her postpartum.
I really feel bad for her. I mean, we both have kids. We both have gone through postpartum, not to that extent, I mean, and it's rough.
Yeah.
And three kids.
Three under two. That's a lot.
That alone would be depressing.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it would be really hard. And he's a good dad, but.
And they have no help, right? They don't have a nanny?
I don't know. They live in an apartment.
It's a condo, Anne.
Oh, it's a condo. Sorry.
Or a townhouse. Yeah, I don't know. It's rough. I do like Daniel, but let her have her night if she wanted it.
Yeah, I now that you say that, I think she maybe have wanted to go home.
You know, when you're depressed like that, you just don't even really want to be out doing anything.
You can fake it only for so long.
Right.
So what about Kristen says that it's hard for her because she's an empath and she feels everybody's feelings.
She's an empath. Okay.
She really, Kristen. She really thought so or thinks so.
She's a fucking hot mess, Kristen. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. Okay. So I got to talk about Michelle and Jesse.
She's checked out.
Am I under the understanding that Michelle hangs out at Chateau Marmont and hangs out there nightly, maybe meeting up with different people?
Sounded like
it. That's what it sounded like.
Because they're walking distance, Anne. She can walk right down the hill and she's there.
And she met up with a director, a famous director, a few times.
But Jesse doesn't think anything about it. But apparently everybody else is suspicious that she's having some kind of affair.
Well, you do not, as a married woman, go meet up with a single guy multiple nights.
No.
Even if nothing happened. Why are you doing it then? Why are you meeting up with them?
Well, why are you not?
Are you selling a house?
Why are you not bringing Jesse?
Right.
If it's a cocktail thing.
I actually felt sorry for Jesse this episode.
Well, he got emotional.
Like, yeah, he really wants to try. She's totally out.
Well, he really wants to try. That's what he says. Mm. But I don't know that he's putting in the work to do what he needs to do.
But she doesn't want him to at this point.
I think she's completely done.
She got married to a guy. She got pregnant. That's it. She got pregnant. And they have a daughter, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why she was there. But
well, he needs to put in the work if that's what he wants. But
so
I think,
next week's episode, did you see that Michelle has been texting other men?
I kind of heard that, but that's why. Well, they talked about whether or not Jesse would check her phone or something like that, and he's like, "No,
I don't, why would I?
Why would I?" So who knows something?
Well, didn't Luke say he did? Kristen's boyfriend? Like,
well, because
I know.
Kristen knows. Oh, that's right. Luke was on the couch talking about it.
Yeah.
He said he can't say.
Right.
So Kristen has fed him some information.
Of course. How else would he know? And he's hanging out Kristen at Chateau Marmont. Kristen knows everything.
Because she's a nosy little biatch.
She's an empath, Gina. She can feel it.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I'm really liking
it. It's so good. I just heard, I was listening to MJ Till the Dirt because I saw somewhere.
I did
somewhere,
too, but it.
Well, she was talking about Mike being arrested and all that. But then she started saying that if there was a show she would want to go on, it's The Valley because she loves Jax and she thinks she'd be a good addition. I think not. Nobody fucking wants to hang out with you.
She's 52. Like, no.
No, MJ.
And I don't like you anyway.
No.
She's too thirsty.
She's so thirsty.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're breaking up. MJ and Tommy. Yeah. She said, whatever. People keep asking me about our situation and everything. And I just tell them we love each other no matter what. Right. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And she's like, well, we just need to be real happy. You know, you don't want to go through life unhappy and all this. I was like, so are you breaking up?
It's very weird because I can't stand listening to their podcast because I don't like it. And he's a very loud talker.
Yeah, he yells.
And he said that today when I was listening. People think I'm yelling all the time. This is just how I talk. I mean, he's a New York guy.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, he probably wants her to be at home and be more of a family person. And she's wanting to live the reality star lifestyle, going to parties, going for drinks, going for dinner. And he babysits, it sounds like, all the time.
She said, well, we got invited to this dinner thing, but only one of us can go because one of us has to stay home and we're not going to babysit.
So she's the one who gets to go to everything and he stays home.
Nobody wants Tommy. Well, I mean, I don't know how many people want MJ, but better than Tommy. Tommy's not going to these places on his own.
Yeah, it just seems like a very unbalanced relationship.
Yeah, agreed. Summer House, so good.
Everyone missed West, including me. He wasn't there last week.
Oh, last week. Yeah. I'm like, he was here this week. No, Jesse was not here. He was the only one not there. Jesse.
Yeah.
Kyle and Amanda are at a better place. They did some counseling. It's basically when Amanda has decided to not be a fucking bitch to him, everything's fine.
She's not.
Yeah. They went out and partied. They had a good time. He loves it when she's this Amanda. You know, she just has to fake it once in a while.
Well, yeah. I don't know if she's moody or if he's the one who's moody. I mean, I get you're on a show. You have to go out and you have to participate and you have to do stuff.
Yes. You can't always just sit home in bed.
No. If they were back in New York and he was behaving like that.
Different.
Different story.
So they're out. Kyle and Paige are sitting outside with Danielle. And Kyle tries to stir up shit and says, you know, last week when I was talking to Craig, it's the first time I ever heard him say, like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work with you guys. Like, what's going on? And she's like, yeah, I mean, we both feel that way. You know, if it works, great. I'm not ready now. And then Danielle chimes in. Well, that's because you have his balls on a mantle and you give him nothing. That was, I couldn't fucking believe I couldn't that
either.
She said that.
I couldn't either.
Advice from Danielle? Relationship advice from Danielle?
But I love the way Paige played it. She's like,
oh, well, she was like, I'm not that person. If he needs me to be that person, I'm not that person. Like, fuck, shut the fuck up, Danielle. You don't know anything about their relationship.
No, but don't you feel like she tries to sabotage everyone's relationship?
Seems like it.
And Danielle, Paige said, you don't have a boyfriend. You don't have a job. I'm like, what happened to her job? Well, she was making that app.
Yeah, she's doing the startup. I don't know.
Wow.
Sounds like it hasn't started up yet.
I appreciate Paige wanting to be independent, wanting to do her own thing, wanting to live in New York because she's not ready to settle down and move to Charleston. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they talk about shit and it's working for them.
She said Craig's her best friend. If he can't wait for her, she understands, but she's not moving her needle for him.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that.
Good for her.
And now he's saying, you know what? Yeah. If it gets to that point and I really feel like she's not going to, then we're not the right people for each other. I think it's a very healthy fucking relationship.
Very mature. Yeah.
So you know, they brought this balloon guy. Was he that hot? I don't know. Not really. He was okay. But he was a balloon guy. He makes balloon arches. He comes in, he's single. Danielle and Gabby both are like, oh, maybe. Gabby's so fucking cool. I mean, I don't think she's very interested. She doesn't put out much, you know, she's very dry.
Well, the whole argument that Gabby had was like, oh, Danielle's swooping in. It's like, but you're not doing anything.
So
how can you fault her for swooping in when...
At one point, Danielle even said, this is Gabby, I'm Danielle. She introduced Gabby. And then Gabby just walks away. So I didn't mind that so much. I didn't think she was like, you know, usurping fucking Gabby.
No.
Gabby's literally sitting over there with Paige and Amanda away from the party.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't see the issue with that either. So is Wes like 7 years younger than Ciara?
Yeah, he's only like 23 or 24.
He's that young?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. Him telling the girls like, yeah, I mean, I'd want to have sex. I love that. Also, she doesn't want to. She really likes you.
Yeah.
That's it. She thinks you're funny. She likes hanging out with you.
Well, she said, I just don't give it away. Like, right. I have to have a real connection.
Exactly.
Good for her.
And, you know, he wasn't being an asshole about it, but I do understand him questioning, like, well, where is this going?
Right.
They sleep in the same bed together. Now, did they take a shower together?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They went into the bathroom. They came out all showered.
Oh, maybe they did. Missed that part.
Still no sex?
Guess not. Mm. And then Danielle and Carl have a conversation that he wants to approach Kyle about working with the non-alcoholic lover boy. So he wants to get back into it, but he's afraid to talk to Lindsay about it.
Yeah. But then he did. And I mean, it's exactly what Carl thought, because Lindsay was like, I just don't know if you should do that. You don't want to go backwards. You want to go forwards.
Right.
But then she said, I really, it's not like you're crushing life here. And he's like, you don't think I'm crushing life? She's like, no. What a bitch thing to say.
But also,
I understand.
Be a little frustrated if it's been a year and he still can't figure his shit out.
But he comes with a proposal of a real good job with Kyle. And just because she's stubborn, she's like, don't think you should do it. So maybe she's hindering his job possibilities. Probably not, but.
Well, I heard today on a podcast that she was bitching and complaining about he bought all this podcast equipment and then never did a podcast. He said she bought the podcast equipment because she wanted them to do a podcast together.
That seems like more.
And that's the truth.
Realistic. Yes, I believe that.
So.
Yeah. She does spin things, that's for sure.
I don't know if Carl picking the party to tell Lindsay that's what he wanted to do for his career
choice was wasted.
The best idea.
No, but maybe he's like, maybe since she's wasted, she'll be nicer.
I mean, really?
I don't know. Well, when's a good time with Lindsay? Never.
There's never a good time. Although they did get along this episode.
Yeah, until she was like, I basically have no respect for you.
Yeah, she's mean.
She's mean to him. She doesn't even like him. She doesn't have respect for the guy she's going to marry. Why is she getting married to him?
Yeah, well, I think Paige pretty much said that to her for the most part.
Yeah. Well, so none of this should be shocking that he called it off.
No, that's what I mean.
It's the timing of it. So it was next week when we see him talk to the parents and there's that party and he said something about, he yelled at her and she said, he said, you're always the victim. And she said, you can't change me. That's just the way I am. Like, so you're always going to be the victim.
Yeah, he gets real pissed.
Yeah. Finally. But that's old Carl. He must be on something. That's what she's going to say.
Poor Carl.
Let's move to maths.
You know, I was wondering if we needed a part two, but we completely needed a part two. This was crazy. For the people that watch Married at First Sight, this season was unhinged.
None of the couples are together or stayed together, but what they did this whole behind the scenes storyline.
Don't you kind of feel like maybe Lauren and Becca had low-key embarrassment for what happened? The other, Emily, not at all.
Emily and Claire were moving forward and trying to have us believe their narrative. They sound kooky. They sound off because they get so upset. Becca and Lauren, they were a little more like, okay, we need to move on. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, it was shitty. Nobody should have done this. We should have been treated better. Let's move on. And then those two, Kevin Frazier, they even yelled at Kevin Frazier.
Well, it was Emily.
I know.
Emily is unhinged. I don't know what her issue is. I don't know if she was drinking, but I mean, the immaturity was off the chart and embarrassing. I mean, completely embarrassing.
She did that to a few people. I think this is how she was. And I think Brennan's looking great right now. Like, see, that's what I had to deal with.
Well, she said that she mistakenly looked at his iPad and saw some text messages. Do you think really she was looking for that shit?
Of course.
She says that he wanted to date one of Emily's friends or ex-friends, this girl Lily, that we saw they had a conversation, like a FaceTime conversation.
Oh, right.
She doesn't believe that he wasn't attracted to her. That was a killer for
me. Well, also, Brennan said that they kissed one time on the honeymoon and that was it. And he was like pressuring himself to do it.
Well, she said she didn't believe that he wasn't attracted and who wouldn't want to make out with me? I'm like, are you kidding? Are you kidding me? So I think that she didn't want him to go because of the optics. I'm sure it would look like she was dumped and she, based on what she was saying, I can imagine that's not what she wanted.
Yeah. So then they were like, okay, let's make a plan. We're not going to talk mean about each other. We're going to be nice. We'll come out of this both looking good. It's not such a bad plan. The girls went along with it. For them to be like, they pressured us. Even the doctors, I think it was Dr. Pepper who said, now, you ladies are, we picked you because you're so intelligent, so strong. How did you get talked into doing this? It's Cameron. Cameron did it.
Yeah, Cameron.
Now, Cameron,
he seems
a little bit sketchy. Mm-hmm. But this was weird. This went on so long that Austin wasn't feeling well. So he dipped out for a while. He comes back shaven. Like, what the fuck? You shaved?
Is this the same day?
When you weren't feeling well? And then Cameron dipped out for a while and then he came back.
He wasn't feeling well.
He wasn't feeling well either.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that. I thought it
had to be Austin all day, just all day long.
Packed up and left, and then he came back.
Do you think it was 2 days, over 2 days, and they just wore the same? No, I don't think so. I think they did it all in one day.
I think
so, those Lifetime
too.
Shows, they don't pay for extra days.
So they talk to the men first, and Cameron shows receipts, which was his EKG.
Yeah, like, well, because
see
he goes,
the little blue?
He goes, the girls were saying that I, you know, this was so convenient that I was sick. It's like, you really were sick.
You had surgery. No one, I don't think, is questioning the fact that you did, in fact, have a heart issue.
But the girl, I guess they made one comment, so he had to prove it, which, I mean, we all,
got it.
I know that was weird.
And then Michael apologizes to Chloe and he takes accountability. So good for him.
That's when Lauren said, now that's what a man should do. That's the way you handle it. And now we know that they fucking went on some dates. Could possibly still be dating Lauren and Michael.
Right.
And that's why Chloe hates her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
And we're going to have follow-ups too.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. There's another episode next week.
Another reunion?
Afterwards. No, it's like live and in person in the streets.
Oh, good.
What's happening in real time?
I miss that
Not
part.
Real time. Still months ago, I'm sure.
You know, what did it for me with Emily is when she went after Kevin, she was so rude. He was actually trying to stick up for her, but she did herself no favors in this reunion because she came out looking horrible to the point where no one is even going to listen to what
she
has to say.
She looked unhinged. And then she had to get up and walk out because she was so upset. Now, I get if these guys pulled this whole thing and made them look crazy.
But they went along with it.
I just can't believe that it's all on the guys to make the girls look this way. They're the ones reacting to this. Becca's not reacting this way.
Yeah.
Either is Lauren.
Well, Becca kind of clammed up a little bit.
She did. She started strong, and then I think she realized what was happening over next to her with Emily and Claire.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid that they all decided to wear pink in, you know, solidarity. That was dumb.
Well, the guys kind of called them out on it, and then they took it back and they said, well, you know, for them to think we're doing this because of this, it's because of just being together on the show. And
but you could see the
strong women,
the different maturity levels with Chloe, because Chloe said, I've never been around so much hate, anger, and distrust. This is awful.
Yes.
And I think it good for her for saying that, because she made them look like idiots.
Did you see her on a flight last weekend with Cameron and Brennan and her? She's sitting in the middle.
And Chloe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wonder if they were
I think they're probably doing appearances somewhere. But I thought, interesting, she has fully gone over to the guy's side.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard not to. Regardless, it's kind of hard not to. Orion was not ready for marriage. He's younger than Lauren. He says he's too stubborn. I think he was on it for whatever reason to bring light to his heritage. I don't know. And Lauren says to him, I wish him nothing more than he deserves.
I know. Like, that was good. So at one point, Cameron said to the guys, the girls didn't even like each other when filming. Emily hated Claire.
Yes. I think Emily probably hated everybody.
I think Emily definitely hated Claire because Claire was a know-it-all therapist.
Right. And how they ended up being friends in the end is beyond me.
Because they both had anger. They didn't want to look like idiots. So they were going to come strong. When they came back and the boys walk out, they're antagonizing them.
Yeah, they're
brutal.
And
they're like, keep your heads held low. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But then Emily says that, you know, she's working on herself and she's going to therapy 2 times a week. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
You're so dumb.
You got to get, like, what did Jack say? Whatever the therapist they're going to, it's not working.
But the therapist said they all had the tools to reach out if they needed help.
Yeah.
And I loved what Dr. Pia said. She said, it's unhealthy compartmentalization. Coming together just to basically bitch and they're all feeding off each other is not doing them any good.
Right.
They need to all move on.
Dr. Pia is fucking smart. And you could see Pastor Cal was kind of like, I think I'm over this. This isn't
well. They were
cool.
Kind of rolling their eyes, like, "Are you?
How
kidding
dare
me?
You?" And how dare, like, they were all in on it. They should have all just admitted to being in on it. They shouldn't have done it. But no, the girls were just so angry at the guys.
They disrespected the process. Anne.
Yes, they did,
and it bit them in the ass.
And then they're like, "And we'd like to show you scenes from our new season in is it Chicago? They've been in Chicago before, haven't they?
I felt like they have, because there's a couple that got married and they have 2 kids. The Chicago couple.
I think they did because there's a Chicago girl.
Yeah, they totally Chicago. Did because I remember the guy. He was kind of like a round little face and the girl
had the girl
had
blonde hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
And they were kind of had a little bump. But now they got like two kids.
That's right. That's right. They did like after shows for a long time.
Yes.
Oh, so that was Chicago.
That was Chicago. Okay.
Yeah, she had a little accent kind of like a Chicagoan, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Chicago. All right.
So done. That's it. We are done for today.
Thank you for the new reviews. Keep them coming.
Yeah, thank you. Someone listened when they said, who unfollowed you?
Like, I love that.
I wish we knew.
Who was it? Don't forget, if you want any of the Leonor Grail products, you can still use our code DWD20. I just ordered more hair oil.
Oh, nice.
They have the fastest delivery system.
Well, they're kind of close to us. Also
true, but it's like you order it one day, I get it the next day.
Now they have the big, like big jugs that you can order, like with the pump, you can just put in your shower.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's what I need.
Yeah, I'm gonna order that next time.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay,
yeah,
that's it for this week. Have a lovely weekend. We'll be back next week.
Bye. Bye.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.